Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 16. Proverbs chapter 16, we're still looking at verse 31. The hoary head is a crown of glory if it be found in the way of righteousness. Now, what is the hoary head again? It simply means gray or white hair. So one that has gray or white hair has a hoary head. But the title of this message is The Crown of Old Age. The crown of old age takes in two things. A crown of shame or a crown of honor. We began looking at it is a natural thing. It is a natural thing that we desire, old age, because it means long life. It means the completion of that life. What did David say in Psalm 71? Psalm 71, verse 9. Cast me not off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength faileth. See, David recognized that his strength was going to fail. David was a warrior. But nonetheless, not forever. You know, you see pictures of those that, or you actually see people. You see beautiful women. You see very handsome men. And especially in their youth, when they are so strong and so vibrant, they will not always be like that. They will one day die. And they will die, as the scriptures say, they will die some in old age. Have you ever visited a hospital? Have you ever had a loved one that you saw pass from this life into eternity? And you think of seeing them in their younger days when they were so fit and so firm, and yet, especially if they've been in a hospital, or they die in a hospital many times, and you visit them when they're near the end, and they're sleeping, and they've been diminished in their stature and in their weight. Or have you ever walked by a room going to visit someone in the hospital and you see that person lying there in the bed that's very near death, and they're asleep and their mouth is open and they're just helpless. They're totally helpless at that point. That person wasn't always like that. That person was one time strong and vibrant and youthful and very active. But old age will bring that person down. We are all headed toward that. Every one of us. What about this warning to young people? Ecclesiastes chapter 12. It's amazing what you remember. This happens to be when we first came here, there was a group that we had here called the Maranatha Fellowship. Does anyone other than Bruce remember that? The Maranatha Fellowship? When we used to get together, it was very similar to the Homemakers. Actually, the Homemakers, I think, started after that. But one of the young men at that time spoke on this verse. Ecclesiastes 12:1. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. When are you to remember your Creator? In the days of your youth. Just as we looked at on Wednesday, what are we to give to the Lord but our best? And our best is in our youth. That's when we're at our prime. Or I can say, were, not at. But we're to remember our Creator in the days of our youth. Because those days of old age are quickly approaching. And while they don't seem like it, and while you may say, oh, that's so far in the distance. That's so far in the distance. It's not. It's not. It's very soon approaching. What about God's promise? And Isaiah chapter 46 and verse 4. And even to your old age, I am He. And even the hoarheads will I carry you. I have made and I will bear. Even I will carry and will deliver you. Praise the Lord for that. What about our conduct in old age? Titus chapter 2. Titus chapter 2, verse 1. But speak thou the things which become sound doctrine, that the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, in patience. That's how the older men are to be. What about the women? Verse 3. The aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. So there is... You think that there's no words to the aged, the aged? There most certainly is. But there will be this crown of shame most certainly to those that do not know the Lord, that have neglected His Word, that have been addicted to things that they ought not, things that should have been put off long ago. It is, as I said this morning, it is age without excellency. It is age without virtue. And it is age uncrowned with faith and hope. But a crown of honor. When old age is found in the way of righteousness, then it is a crown that you wear of honor. It speaks of these past virtues that have helped to make it more beautiful. The hoary head. And then in regard to the young and how the young are to reverence those that are older, it becomes the aged to receive this honor and the younger to give it. For it is an ornament as well as the duty to the youth. And then that statement by Bishop Hall, worthy honor from the beholder, is a child understanding the eye of his parent. Beautiful statement. And then Bridges says about that, more lovely still is this filial exercise when the age of the child has naturally loosened the restraints of authority. In other words, the child has grown up and those restraints of authority are no longer upon them. You hear young people say today, boy, I can't wait until I'm 18 and I'm out of here, or I'm gone and I'm out from under the rule of my parents. Well, that is not a Christian that's speaking. That's the unsaved that's speaking and that is speaking like that. Those are disrespectful words, disrespectful thoughts to even think such a thing. Respect is the effect of principle and gratitude. Respect is the effect of principle and gratitude. While the child no longer feels at liberty to despise his parents' wishes than if he were subject to their early discipline. The scriptural examples are beautiful patterns for our imitations. Isaac with Abraham. Jacob with both his parents. Joseph in honoring his father and desiring his blessing on his own children. Moses with his father-in-law. Ruth with her mother-in-law. Solomon in all of his glory and royalty with his own mother. And above all the rest, the Lord Jesus himself, in the tender care of his mother in his own dying agonies upon the cross. The contrary conduct is marked with the most awful reprobation. It forms part of the dark mass of heathen depravity. And one of the signs of the perilous times in the last days is this lack of respect. The spectacle will ever bring a blot upon a child's name and his character. So when a child, regardless of age, is disrespectful to their parents, it's bringing a blot upon that child and upon that child's name and upon his character. Bridges writes, is not this trial of neglect? Neglect the Lord, of the Lord's chastening, a foolish fondness of our children when young, or our unwise treatment, or inconsistent conduct? Sinful indulgence will always, in the end, make us despised in their eyes, and lay our authority in the dust for them to trample underfoot. When we are unwise, when we are neglectful of the Lord's chastening, when we have inconsistent conduct. Christian dignity and consistency, on the other hand, command respect. Even where they fail of producing the full practical results, they still command respect. Oh, what a need we have of divine grace and wisdom. Honorably honorably to maintain parental responsibility. And when this crown of glory, this hoary head, crown of honor, it speaks of past successes that have been gained in the battle of life. Not that we are without trial, but it speaks of those past successes. It speaks of services that have been diligently and faithfully rendered. It speaks of past sorrows that have been meekly borne up under. It speaks of past struggles that have been bravely met and passed, because it was in the rendering and in the bearing and in the meeting of these that the hair has been growing gray from year to year. So as you see that older person with that hoary head, that person who has traveled that road for much longer than you, that has experienced all of those things, that has been through all of those trials, that has borne up under all of those struggles of life, those sorrows of life, those services in life, and those successes in life. Does he have a lot, he or she have a lot to share with you? Yes. You should value those times of conversation, because you know what? Those times will soon be gone, and you will no longer be able to sit down face to face with that parent or that loved one and ask their advice. Those days will be gone. They will be gone. How you will wish at that time you could only bring them back and speak to them one more time. Have them speak to you one more time and give you those years and years of advice. When old age is found in the way of righteousness, it has that special excellency. It's a crown of beauty in the hoary head. It's a beauty all of its own. See, you look at the young person, and you think the young person, you think that young woman or that young man, how beautiful they are or how handsome they are. And they may be. But what about that older person? What does that hoary head say to you? Beauty far beyond the skin. It's a beauty which is all its own, and it is a beauty which may not be observable to every eye. But it is observable to one eye, and that's the eye of God. He observes it. It is a beauty of special worth. It is a beauty of trustfulness, of repose, of calmness and quietness. The person who fails to recognize in the aged that have grown old in the service of God and in the practice of righteousness, which is something more than the marks of time, fails to see the crown of beauty that is visible to a much more discerning eye. You know, if there's one thing about life, as you grow older and as you look at younger people, as they hurry through life, and so much that they fail to see. It's as though you're walking down this aisle, and there's people on every side of you. And I think of my mother in particular, who has very poor peripheral vision. You can come up and stand right next to her, and she doesn't even recognize that you're there. Well, we need to have 20/20 peripheral vision. We need to be able to go through life and to see all that there is to see. We need to be able to see that older person, because that's who we're talking about right now. We need to be able to recognize them, understand them, know the trials that they've been through. Listen to them. But young people, and I'm not pointing at anyone, I'm just saying in general, young people are generally on such a fast track that there's so many things in life that they miss, that are passing them by. And while the older person will say to them, "Did you see that?" Whatever that might be. "No, what was it?" "I didn't see anything." "Did you hear that? Did you hear when that person spoke? Were you listening? Did you hear that?" "No, I didn't hear anything." "Do you hear beyond the obvious?" In other words, when you're listening, and it all has to do with age, and nothing is going to cure that but age. When you're listening to someone, are you able to hear far beyond the outward words on the outside, what's coming from behind those words? That's wisdom. That's understanding. "I listened to them. I didn't hear anything," many, many young people would say. You know, there's a terrible example in the Scriptures that deal with young people and an older individual. And it's found in 2 Kings chapter 2. Second Kings chapter 2, verse 19. "And the men of the city said unto Elisha, 'Behold, I pray thee, the situation of this city is pleasant, as my Lord seeth, but the water is not, and the ground barren.' And he said, 'Bring me a new cruse and put salt therein.' And they brought it to him, and he went forth unto the spring of the waters and cast the salt in there, and said, 'Thus saith the Lord, I have healed these waters. There shall not be from thence any more death or barren land.' So the waters were healed unto this day, according to the saying of Elisha, which he spake. And he went up from thence to Bethel. And as he was going up by the way, there came forth little children out of the city and mocked him and said unto him, 'Go up, thou bald head, go up, thou bald head.' And he turned back and looked on them and cursed them in the name of the Lord. And there came forth two she-bears out of the wood and tare 42 children of them. And he went from thence to Mount Carmel. And from thence he returned to Samaria." These children come out and they mock Elisha, as was a common practice at that time, to mock the prophets of God. What a fearful lesson to be learned here by this lack of respect of age and honor that should have been shown to God's prophet. These disrespectful children are only repeating what they had been taught. Because had they been taught respect at home, they wouldn't have been involved in this. So you young people should learn from this that God recognizes the sins of youth. You think that you are immune to God seeing your sins? You think that He only sees adult sins? God recognizes the sins of the youth. And you parents should learn from this that if you would have the comfort of your children, you should train them up in the fear of the Lord and teach them that they are never to mock the infirmities or the elderly. Contrary, they should be taught to show sincere respect. Charles Bridges says that the diamond in the crown, in this hoary head, the diamond in the crown is when it is found in the way of righteousness. Who are more honorable than those who have been planted in youth in the things of the Lord and then grow up to bring forth fruit in old age and manifest the glory of the Lord's faithfulness and love? But if you separate the heavenly virtue from the hoary head, the crown is fallen. It's going to be a crown of dishonor. It lies, as it were, dishonored in the dust when you separate the heavenly from it. For what is more dishonorable in a sight than to see a graceless old man? The white hairs of ungodliness speak of the ripeness for wrath. A gentleman by the name of Wardlaw writes, "There is not on earth a more venerable and delightful spectacle than that of an aged pilgrim walking with God. And a more affecting and deeply melancholy sight can hardly, on the contrary, be imagined than that of a hoary-headed sinner who has lived his 80 years without God in the world. All that time, God calling and he refusing, and the Almighty God angry with him every day. His body now bowed down beneath the weight of the years. All his powers of action and enjoyment are now decaying. Every hour likely to be his last. Time is all behind him, and eternity all before him." And his should still, and he still remains dead in trespasses and sins. The hour of his departure, come and no readiness for the world to which he is bound. Oh, with what opposite emotions do we contemplate old age in this character and in the saint of God, who in approaching the close of his earthly pilgrimage is drawing near to what has been the goal of his hopes and desires, who while outwardly decaying is inwardly maturing for heaven, in whom every symptom of coming death is but a symptom of approaching life. and who in the final breathing bids adieu to the world in the words of the aged Simeon, "Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation." Bridges says that the white hairs of ungodliness bespeak ripeness for wrath. It ought to be the care of old people to be found in the way of righteousness, the way of religion and serious godliness. It is expected that those that are old should be good, that the multitude of their years should teach them the best wisdom, so that they should be found in that way. Death is coming. The judge is coming. The Lord is at hand. Oh, that they might be found of Him in peace. If old people would preserve their honor, they must still hold fast to their integrity, and then their gray hairs are indeed a crown to them. Only the Christian the hoary head is a crown of glory if it be found in the way of righteousness, and only then. Shall we pray, please? Heavenly Father, thank You, Lord, for Your precious Word that You are so pleased to give us. We pray, Lord, that we might think upon these things. We pray, Lord, that we would not race through life unobservant to the things and the people around us, to the sights and sounds that we hear and see. And we pray, Lord, that everyone in this room might pass into eternity with a crown of honor, and not pass into eternity with a crown of dishonor. And we ask this for Jesus' sake. Amen.